All right, welcome to the last minute Nick's Talk, Dr. Dawes pod. Just going to go over real quick here the 2018 NBA draft. I'm on my way to my rec league game right now, big tournament game. It's going to go on right through the draft, so I'm going to get my thoughts out real quick, and then we'll come back after the draft, maybe follow up. We'll see what the Knicks do. If it's not that exciting, maybe not, but if it is, we might talk more. Expectations for the draft. Knicks are at number 9. Not expecting much. I was a big fan last year of tanking because I'm a big Donix fan. Luka Doncic. Big fan. Should go number 1 to the Suns. Looks like they're not drafting him at 1. So I'm thinking that the Knicks need to keep an eye open for moving up. I personally, I'm not an NBA GM. Never ran an NBA team before, but I feel like I could pick talent pretty decently well. Big fan of Doncic. I would go after him if he's dropping like past 2, maybe even past 3. I know they're saying that the Hawks are pretty locked in on him at 3, I think, so not a good chance that he drops past that, but Memphis at 4 is rumored to trade out. Obviously a lot of diversion and shit going into the draft, so who knows if that's any, like, or if any of this is true. This is all just rumors, basically, at this point. He could go number 1 to the Suns for all the fuck I know. So I'm thinking if the Knicks trade, I would be, as a GM, willing to trade most of the roster. The Knicks players are pretty rough. Kristaps Porzingis, Zingod, I would keep him. That's about it. Frank, I like. I would try and hold on to him. I'm a big supporter of Frank. I think he plays amazing defense, especially at his age. Offensively, bad at passing at this point still. Just not that smooth with it. He likes passing on too much. I think he needs to score more. That would open up passing lanes better. Like, right now, people are just like, all right, he's going to pass. Can't shoot. That hurts. Makes it tough. He, like, has good vision, but it's just bad sometimes. I don't know. Whatever. Keep him, probably. Develop him. We drafted him last year as a project, so why are we going to get rid of him now? His value is not that high. Everyone else I'd trade. Trade so hard. I've been reading somewhere where people are talking about, like, Tim Hardaway, don't trade him. Why? Why not? Like, his contract's, what, not that great? 3 years, $72 million, so, like, it's expensive. It's not like he's some cheap contract or anything like that, so trade him. He got, 2 years left, I guess, at this point, but still trade him. Don't trade next year's draft pick, for the love of fucking God, whatever you do. Or if you do, like, trade it with, like, a lottery protection or even a top 10 protection. We're gonna suck ass next year so bad. Need to do like a lottery protection because we're gonna be bad. You could probably get away with top 5. We're gonna be so bad because that Porzingis isn't playing, and unless you draft like Donix this year, like, we're gonna be bad. They're gonna draft like Kevin Knox, or like Lonnie Walker, or like, I mean, I think those two are the favorites right now, honestly. Both the Bridges I like. Mikhail Bridges and Miles McCall, however you pronounce it. I personally like Miles Bridges a little better. That's just a personal preference of mine, though. So it is what it is. You pick what you choose. Do what you do. Sorry, I just drove by a cop going like 10 over the speed limit. So just chilling for a second. We're in good shape, though, boys. Anyways, we're really just got to make a big move, I think, this year. Like, next year's a tanking year, so who gives a shit if you give away – like, some talent. Like, we don't have future talent. Like, all the players are old and bad. So just trade them. Get rid of them. Fuck them. You could take on a bad expiring contract, like a large contract, some team that's trying to, like, get some free agent space for this offseason or something like that. Fuck them. Like, the Parsons from the Grizzlies, take that shit on. I know it's not just, like, this year, I don't think, but a couple of years, maybe 2 years more. Sounds right. I hope it's only 2 years more, because if it's 3, it might be pretty shitty. So maybe not. Anyways, that shit's okay. Like, we already got Noah, so we're not doing anything with Noah. Like, we're locked in on his ass for another couple, like, another year or two. 2 years. Oh, my fucking God. Ugh, I hate Phil Jackson. Anyways, Phil Jackson's the worst, but we have to live with him. It is what it is. That happened. We went through it. So, yeah, if we don't draft Donix, I like Knox probably. He's my guy at 9. Like, if we're at 9, I'm drafting Knox. I hate drafting any of those point guards. I'm trying to say they're going to be bad per se. Like, they could be transcendent, and that would be unfortunate that I'd say this, and then they're like one of the best players in the NBA in a couple of years. But, I mean, realistically, we have a back, like a log jam. You got Frank, who I want to be the point guard of the future. I don't know if he will be by talent. Like, will he end up developing? It looks like he's working really hard this offseason from what I've seen. So, hopefully, so you want him at the one. And then at two, like, if you're not trading Tim Hardaway Jr., you have him for the next few years. He's okay. He's a pretty good player. He can put up numbers. He shoots. He's not afraid to shoot. Defense is mediocre, but he shoots. He scores. He's above average scorer, so I like him for that. Three, we have no fucking small forwards on the roster, like legitimate small forwards on the roster. So when Tim Hardaway Jr. is playing your small forward, that's how you know you're fucked. You're not going to win a championship, that's for sure, or make the playoffs, I don't even think, with that. So I think that's where we're drafting and plugging a guy in. That's where I want Doddix to be. He could be our point, like a point forward at the three Passat or whatever. I don't care. Four, let's be real. Kristaps loves playing four, doesn't want to play five. I think he should be a five. Seven fucking three. Just put him at five. Let him get the boards. I mean, we're like in the finals. Who the fuck's guarding him? Fucking Christ. They're playing, sorry, pardon my language. But whatever. Who's guarding him? Kevin Love. Who are they going to put in? Or like, that's the Eastern Conference Finals, but like, I'm just saying for this year. Or like, JaVale McGee? Fuck him. JaVale McGee, like if JaVale McGee's guarding goddamn Kristaps, I expect us to score a shit ton of points. Or they're going to put in, like, what? Fucking whatever the guy's name is. The dude that breaks people's legs, something with a P. Petulicic? Petula? Maybe it's just Petula. I don't know. He's a loser, though. Don't like him. Put him in. Kristaps score all over that guy. Draymond? Like, Draymond, so far in Kristaps' career, has been pretty tight on him, but whatever, dude. Put him at five. Let him just score a ton of points on people. And then we get a four, but we don't have a four right now, so Enes is the guy. He's got an expensive contract, too. So, like, we're locked in on money. Fuck it. Let's tank next year. Let's make some trades. Don't expect it, though. I expect it, like, Doncic to go at two, maybe three. Someone else will probably trade up, make the move, and then they're going to have this guy, and I'm going to be fucking 4 years down the line, like, oh, man, I wish we would have done that. But let's all keep in mind, before I go, I was the same guy that was pissed when Kristaps got drafted. By, like, the season start, I was already converted. I was converted pretty much right away once I, like, did some research. But I didn't do my research that well on him. I was like, oh, my God, I want a Jaheel. I was a Jaheel guy. So what do I know? If I was drafting, I would have Jaheel fucking Okafor on my team, and I'd look like a goddamn idiot. So, like, sometimes I think about this stuff, and I'm like, all right, yeah, maybe I should just calm down. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm trying to think of anything else I might want to talk about real quick before. I wouldn't mind trading back if we're going to draft at nine and not get Luka. I don't know if those guys are transcendent guys. Like, I don't know. I'm not that kind of talent scout on these guys. So, I mean, you trade back. The only thing I would want to trade back for is I think it's the Clippers, 12 and 13. Like, if you trade back to that and you get rid of, like, a draft, this year's draft pick, obviously, and then get rid of, like, some shit, I don't know what you would get rid of, personally, so maybe not. But, yeah, maybe I'd trade back for that. That's about it. And outside of that, I'd like to get good talent. And that's where we're looking, so keep up the good work. I really like where we're looking. Don't make any bad contracts this year, so, like, don't do any long-term extensions, or if we trade, don't trade for someone long-term that has a bad contract. Win next year, tank, then start winning. Actually, that's the thing. I can keep rooting for LeBron right now. So as long as LeBron's winning, like, the Knicks can keep losing, because I have at least something to look forward to during the season. Because if it was just the Knicks, it would be fucking rough. So LeBron, please don't retire anytime soon. Or maybe LeBron come to New York. That would look cool. And bring Kawhi with you, and maybe we could get Kyrie back next year. That'd be sweet. All right. Knicks talk number two. NBA draft preview. I'm out of here. Got a game. See ya.